Robert Young, Rosemary DeCamp, and Marvin Miller in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. One of the unfortunate results of our modern highway is that we travel at such a speed we miss not only the beauty around us, but we often miss the chance to help someone in trouble. We just move too fast to notice. But there are people who still cling to the habit of being good Samaritans of the highways.
Looks like it's never going to stop raining. Where are you going in all this rain, Mrs. Wilson?
Fill her up, Bill, and don't ask silly questions. You know where nurses go.
Yeah, hospitals. You've been driving to Falls City Hospital for a long time, haven't you?
8 years, and it'll go on and on.
I guess so. As long as people get sick, a nurse has to stay well. You want regular Ethel, Mrs. Wilson?
Regular, please. Oh, Bill, what time is it?
12 o'clock noon.
You tell? Do we look like Buckeyes?
No, sir. First thing I do is read the license plate. What can I do for you?
Fill it up, please.
Regular?
No, Ethel.
Ethel it is. Well, that'll be five even.
There you are.
Thank you very much. Say, you folks heading west through Fall City?
Yes, we are.
And let me give you a bit of advice. There's some pretty sharp curves about 8 miles this side of Fall City, and they're mighty slippery. Take it easy, and you'll have a good trip.
Well, thank you very much.
Matter of fact, I thought of the idea back there in Shady Bend.
Exactly what we did.
Huh?
In Falls City, there's a beautiful hotel high on a hilltop overlooking the great Missouri River.
Yes, go on.
It's called the Three Oaks Inn.
Frank Carey, how do you know about the Three Oaks Inn?
Oh, I read it on a huge signboard a half mile back.
You would.
Wilma, look.
Huh? What?
Someone's crashed through that barrier.
Where?
Over there on the other side of the ditch.
Oh, let's stop and see.
Just ahead, there's a wider shoulder.
Uh-huh.
You stay here. I'll check it out.
Oh, help.
I'm coming.
Help.
I'm coming. Don't move.
Oh.
All right now. Just take it easy. Now try to relax. Because I'm going to try to lift the corner of the car and get you out. Oh, I can't lift it. Wilma! Wilma!
Please, get me out. I'm caught. Help.
Here, let me put my coat under your head. Now, easy. There. Wilma! Wilma!
What is it, Fred?
Hurry, come down here and give me a hand.
What happened?
The car turned over. A woman trapped underneath.
Oh.
We've got to get her out.
Oh. Frank, you can't lift that car alone.
I've got to try.
Oh.
No, I can't do it. I'll have to go for help.
I'll stay here and do what I can for her.
Now, don't move her.
Frank! She's passed out!
She's in shock. Don't leave her. See if there are any blankets in the car. Keep her warm.
All right, a couple of you give me a hand. We'll lift her onto the stretcher.
All right, Doc.
Easy now, easy,
okay.
Easy.
There we are.
All right, now let's take the hill real carefully.
Easy. Easy.
All right, Sergeant, we'll go on ahead. Would you radio the hospital to prepare for surgery?
Right, Doc.
Go to Fall City.
Yeah, to the Three Oaks Inn.
After the hospital, though, maybe we can help.
Dr. Thornton, report to surgery. Dr. McDonald, report to surgery.
May I help you?
I'm Frank Lawrence. My wife, Wilma.
How do you do?
We'd like to inquire about a lady who was just brought in. A car accident.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson. She's in surgery. We have no report. How long will it be? Are you relatives?
No, we're not. Just friends.
Well, it'll be at least an hour or so.
Is there a restaurant where we can dry off and get a cup of coffee?
Just across the street.
Oh, thank you very much.
Mr. Wilson, my wife, where is she? Is she all right?
Oh, Mr. Wilson, your wife is in the recovery room, and Dr. Thornton will be down in a minute.
Well, please find out if she's all right.
If you have a seat, I'll check.
Thank you. I'll sit right over there.
Hello, is Dr. Thorensen up there? On his way down? Oh, yes, I see him coming now, thanks. Mr. Wilson?
Yes, ma'am?
That's Dr. Thorensen by the elevator.
Dr. Thorensen, how is she?
Oh, are you Mr. Wilson?
Yes, sir.
Well, she's going to be all right, but it is going to take time.
Well, when can I see her?
She's in the recovery room. She'll be in there at least a couple of hours.
Thank you, Dr. Thorensen. I'll sit and wait. Over there.
More.
Sitting back here in the corner, I almost forgot you were here. There you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Frank, what a day.
Yeah. What a honeymoon.
Hi, Ginger. Give me some coffee to go.
Hi there, Sergeant. Was it a bad accident?
Yeah, it sure was. And guess who it was? Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's going to be all right. Thanks to some stranger passerby.
Did you coffee, Sergeant?
Yeah, she'd been laying there for 4 hours, pinned under that car. I bet you 100 cars must have whizzed by. Finally, some man stopped. That saved her life, believe me.
Who was it?
Now, there was so much going on, Ginger, I never did get his name. Guess I'll have to enter into the report that it's just an anonymous passerby.
Mr. Frank Lawrence, where is the Three Oaks Inn?
Well, you come with me, Mrs. Anonymous Passerby. Can't be far.
You have been listening to The Witness, and here again is your host, Robert Young.
I doubt if there's a driver among us who hasn't experienced an emergency on the road and stood outside his car waving for help to be greeted by speeding blurs. Sometimes I realize it isn't wise nor feasible to stop, but the only way to determine that is to be traveling at a speed that gives us time to size up the situation. Aren't we all guilty of speeding to our destinations without a thought of anyone else? Don't we owe it one to the other to at least make an effort to be observant and helpful and concerned? Thank Rosemary DeCamp, Marvin Miller, Virginia Gregg, Peter Leeds, Bernie Hamilton, Lenore Kingston, and Parley Bear for sharing their talents with us. And thanks to each one of you for being with us.
Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by S.K. Hershaway. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness.